This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
I hope.
If you listen to the show for any period of time, it sounds like a whole bunch of insane stories, doesn't it? Oh, come on, honestly. Right? I mean, when you hear about some of the things going on in California, other parts of the country too, when you hear about this stuff, you sit there, I know some of you sit there, scratch your head and go, oh, come on, that's not real. But it is. And then, you know, again, I hope I'm telling you people, there's ways to fight this. There's ways to push back, if you would. Doesn't require brain surgery. Really doesn't. Just requires you getting away from Facebook. Getting informed. Like I hope you do here on this show. I would hope that we bring you information you can use. Right? And just get your information together. So when you do get with one of those loons on the left, you got something to say to them. You got something to feed them. And they may not like the facts. They may not want to deal with the fact, which is fine by me. But then they got it running around their heads. And I love making them nuts. So I always joke about the fact that I don't care whether you love me or hate me, right? Because some of these people, they're listening to the show so they can catch me. Think about something. They're listening to the guy they hate. Yeah, I know. You're listening now, too. I love it. I'm happy that you're listening because you can't get these words out of your head once you hear them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, or texting, or tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. I do believe that. You know, I was talking a little bit in the last hour, and then I decided to bring Steve on, kind of in the middle of my diatribe on stuff. But that needed to be heard, too. You know, I've been telling you for a while that we're in a war here, right? We're in a war. And you don't fight a war by being nice to the enemy. The Democrats have won over the years because they always catch us being nice. Go all the way, I mean, some of you know this, go all the way back when Reagan did the first amnesty plan. What was the mindset behind that? Well, the mindset was he made a deal with the Democrats to tighten up immigration policies. But where he got screwed, you know, and again, to give amnesty and citizenship to those 3 million at the time, where he got screwed was he didn't make them go first. And this is the first time that he's been beat, but he didn't make them go first. And by not making them go first, they took advantage of him. Just be honest about it. They took advantage of him. And we have to stop doing that. And we've seen that happen over and over and over. And shall I go on? Over and over again. And from now on, when we make deals with them, and I don't even know, I don't know if we have anything working with them. There's no deals being made right now. They've got control. They know it. They're going to try to back us into a corner. And it's not cool. This is why we have to get strong. Right? We got to stop the... We have to get strong. Period. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. Sorry. All right. For those of you who voted for Biden, now you've gone on the right, I already know most of this stuff. You got what you deserved. I would say the same thing. I don't feel bad for those people who, New York City, you voted for de Blasio twice? Sweet Jesus, really? You got Lightfoot there in Chicago, you have people dying every weekend. But it's not her fault. No, no, no. It's the fault of the state that allows you to buy guns. Because we all know, once we do away with guns, criminals won't have guns anymore. Right? And then you have what? Let's see. Portland and Seattle. Voting the same people back in. Don't feel bad for them either. You guys up in San Francisco, you keep voting in the same group of people. I don't care whether it's the city and or the county in San Francisco. You keep voting the same lunatics in there. You got what you deserve. That's a little harsh, but it's true. And there are some of us, like me in California, I didn't vote for any of these lunatics that are running this state. I'm stuck here. I'll tell you what. Where are the warriors? Where are the Republican warriors? Where are the Christian warriors? Where are the Jewish warriors? Why are you voting for the people, for the group, for the party that can't stand you? Well, they love you every 4 years, or maybe even every 2 years. But where are you? I'll tell you where you are. You got open borders. That's what you're going to get. Your kids have been out of school for almost a year. Right? Because of the spread of this vaccine, the spread of this corona, and how bad it is that people aren't vaccinated, and we don't know where they'd be. Now we got to put, they want to track you. Well, did we track all those people that came up? They're coming over the border illegally? The ones that are going to be let loose, are they going to be vaccinated first? Are they actually going to get vaccinations before American citizens do? You voted for this. I'm talking to the left now. Citizenship to everyone? Even people who hate the country? Who broke the law, not just to get here, but they've been breaking law all along? Really? And what is that? How big of a spittle is that in the face of somebody who went through and understood and loved this country and came here because they loved the country and not just for a job? Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fellow
kind of, sort of. Said, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Grill Show. 855-732-5560. As I said, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let's get back at it. I was talking about some of the issues that we're having to deal with, that are put in front of us, and how this is now a war. And it's not, and it's a war, not just, you know, pick up your muskets and go for it. You're either going to push back. You know, we have been told for decades, if we didn't pay attention, if we didn't fight back, if we didn't pay attention to what was going on, we were going to lose our freedoms. You're about there. If this wasn't a test to show you what they were able to get you to do in a relatively short period of time by scaring the crud out of you, and they've kept your kids out of school, No matter how bad it was hurting them mentally, no matter how much damage it was doing to them, they didn't care. Now, I'd like to say it was only Democrats who didn't care. But the Republicans were complicit in the sense that where were they fighting? What were they doing? They should have made more noise than the Democrats when it came to get these kids back in school. And when they were pushing back, just like they did at the Trump hearing, when the Dems would push back, say, oh, so you want to kill kids, or you want to kill this, or you want to do that, they should have just been throwing numbers up on the screen all along. How the CDC said only about 6% or 8% of the people that were dying of this had been tagged with COVID died for pure COVID reasons. Others had other complications. But you won't hear that. You won't hear it on regular stations for sure. So what did you get with Joe Biden? What did you buy? Open borders. Citizenship to everyone. No matter how you got here or what you've done. War on Christianity? No, more than that. War on Christianity, Judaism. Matter of fact, a war on any solid, or to a degree anyway, most mainstream religions. Why? Because there's a power higher than yours. And the reason they don't pick on some of the other ones is because they hate us. Not in total, but they hate us. War on conservatives. My God. I mean, think about something. We want boys to be girls. Girls to be girls. I'm sorry. We want boys to be boys. Girls to be girls. Not the other way around. Not confuse them. Go with real science that says over 92% of those kids who think they're the other gender, when left alone, come back to their born gender. But that's too much science for them. Right? We want traditional marriage between man and woman. Nobody I know in a conservative world has a problem with civil unions for gay and lesbian couples. Nobody. All right? I mean, I can go on and on and on with this. Blacks, Asians, Hispanics, whatever, all should have an equal opportunity to succeed in this country. We've got more laws on the books to keep that from happening. And instead of talking about adding more laws, why don't you enforce the ones you have? Recently, California, Los Angeles, is pushing a curriculum that'll help deal with the black community or help the black community deal because they're doing so poorly in the inner cities. When you look at the numbers for blacks and Hispanics and their education levels outside of the inner cities, they beat the inner cities by miles. So what's the only commonality? Right? Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, New York City. Who runs these? And now you're going to say Democrats. I'm going to say you've got, first of all, you've got the unions running them along with the Democrats. If it was all about the kids, why aren't they doing better? And don't tell me it's money. And don't tell me it's because the Republicans got away, because you got control. Right? Total destruction of the Constitution. They want it gone. It's in their way. Obama slipped and said that once before. Obama came out at one point and said the Constitution was in the way of making that happen. Whatever that was at the time. So they don't want any impediments. They want to crank. And look what Joe Biden's doing right now. He is cranking forward, doing executive orders on everything he wants to do. And that's exactly what Congress should be doing. They should be writing these laws. They should be trying to get them through. And you guys know it. You go back and listen. I did not like all the executive orders that Trump was doing. I said it's going to come back to bite us. Implementation of state-run media. Right? Think about that. It's true. They want to tell you what to say, where to say, and how to say. Right? What is hate speech? What isn't hate speech? What incites? They'll try to tag me tonight for inciting a riot. Or inciting violence, because I said war, fight, struggle. Yeah, it is. You need to go to your school board meetings and verbally light it up, if you would. Make sure that they understand that you're not putting up with sex ed that shows kids how to pleasure themselves. With sex ed that has illustrations of whether it's same-sex couples or you know, regular couples, whatever you want to call them, traditional couples. There's no reason for the kids to see that. There's no reason for let the parents do it. If the parents aren't doing it, it's not your business. Kids go to school to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, and history. Well, I don't even want you teaching history anymore. And I'd say they go to school to learn science, but guess what? I'm afraid of whose science they're going to use. Right? They're attacking fossil fuels. And the asinine thing about all this is, how are they going to make those windmills without fossil fuels? How are they going to make those batteries without fossil fuels? I mean, we go through a whole list of what they need to do that. But nobody ever talks about that. The BLM and the Antifa riots were fine. Right? But the so-called, you know, take over the Capitol on January 6th, it was appalling what happened. No question about it. What was more appalling is the fact that Nancy Pelosi and team didn't provide the resources, even though they had intelligence days before. And Facebook, you really going to tell me Facebook is without blemish here? Because that's just a lie. You know, really. Killing high-paying jobs? They don't want you to make more money, because then you don't need them. You don't need the checks from them. You don't need the subsidies from them. They're no longer your god. Joe Mancini, your host. Think about that during the break. Come back for more of this on the other side. You'll see the real side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is heading to Texas later this week after historic winter storms. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast.
And 4 members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's storms. The board's chairwoman, vice chairman, and two other members announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power during the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. Be silent. Focus on your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RADIO, 855-732-5563. You know, we were going down a list of things that, you know, you bought with Joe Biden. And during the break, I was watching some stuff on the television. Yeah, I'm an old guy. It's a television. You know, talking about BLM riots, Antifa. They're having this whole hearing over the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Apparently, when you have a riot at the Capitol, that's like a mortal sin. Okay? But out the street is a whole different animal. What's really funny is there were over 275 riots that took place over the summer. Riots. With Antifa and BLM at the base of all of them. Violence. Buildings burnt. Cars burnt. Police beaten. Okay? When you get to Portland and Seattle, what do we have? We had rape. We had murder in one place. Right? A takeover of private property. Dems did nothing about it. Weren't bothered by it. Nancy Pelosi said, you know, I don't care what they do. People are going to do what they're going to do. Well, why didn't she say they had to go to the Capitol building? People are going to do what they're going to do. What's the big whoop? Right? So they do approve of violence. And when you look at the violence that took place, when you see video after video after video of these cowards... There's no name for them. They think they're thugs. They think they're, you know, gangbangers and all that. They're cowards. When you punch an 18-year-old woman in the face, you know, you're 25, 30-ish, 35-ish, you're a coward. You know, you guys want to, let's go someplace. We'll show you really, truly. Get with somebody more your age. We'll show you truly what fighters do. When people stand up for what they believe in. But punching an 82-year-old guy or woman or somebody in a walker and knocking them down, boy, aren't you tough. You're a wuss. If you're listening and you heard that, you're a wuss. Okay? Probably living in mommy's basement. Anyway. And then, of all things, they've militarized in D.C. They have a whole area that you can't get in and out of. All of a sudden, they're afraid to let people in. Beef up security. Have people at the ready to get there. But that doesn't mean you shut it down. That's the people's building. That's not your building. It shows you where their head's at. It is the people's building. You don't see a closed fence like that with National Guardsmen every 7 feet around the White House. I don't even think Joey B's there, but that's beside the point. Right? And somebody said, you know, convince me we're not in the Civil War. We're in the Civil War. May not be in that bloody one that we remember or know or have learned about. But we are in a Civil War. And it is us against them. It's not Americans against non-Americans. Because that's how both sides see it. See, we see them as ignorant. They hate us. Big difference. Okay? They hate everything we stand for. Right? Think about it. Again, they keep pushing science. We're science deniers because we don't believe in climate change like they do. But yet everything else, you look at the COVID numbers, right? We're science deniers. When it comes to transgender biology, we're science deniers. Right? I mean, think about it. They don't take what the science is. They don't even push back, but we're science deniers. And you want to talk about really what they've sold us? Let's go a little further with this. Now, earlier, I didn't grab the clip. I didn't think I needed to, but remember, Fauci was no man. No, now you're not going to see people in America walking around with masks on. We don't need masks. You know, the tiniest droplet gets in, you know, whatever. Is it dangerous? Yeah, COVID's dangerous, but we're not going to need masks. Remember that. You can go back, look them up in March. Google it. You'll find it. They haven't been able to squelch it all yet. Right? And then, all of a sudden, Fauci has flip-flopped so many times. All of a sudden, you got to have two masks. And you may have to wear them until 2022. And we're supposed to trust this guy? See, it's all. Think about the things the Dems have done over the years when it comes to this kind of stuff. I'm going to go back to the late 60s when we had our first Earth Day. Was it late 60s, early 70s? We had 5 years to make a change. We had 10 years. They kept giving us extensions. We have 10 years. We have 5 years. We have 12 years. We have a 10. This is going back, what, 50 years now? If your stock market broker got this, or your stockbroker got this wrong as many times as they have, would you use them anymore? Would you be that stupid to use them? So for those people that are following these so-called climate change experts who have been wrong for 50 years, I got to question your sanity. I got to question your IQ level. Think about this. You have to get the vaccine. That's how you're going to keep everybody safe, right? Isn't that what they're pushing? But ask some questions of the people around you. Maybe you're medical people. If I get the vaccination, can I stop wearing a mask? Well, the government says no. Okay. And again, I don't know if that's to protect me or them. Shouldn't have to protect them anymore because I got the shot. If I got the shot, why would I worry about getting it? If I get vaccinated, will restaurants, bars, schools, fitness clubs, hair salons reopen? And will people be able to get back to work like normal? What does Fauci say and the rest of the government? No. Come on, let this sink in. I don't have a college degree and this makes sense. If I get vaccinated, will I be resistant to COVID? Well, Fauci says maybe. We don't know exactly. Probably not. And with the variants, definitely not. Right? If I get vaccinated, at least I won't be contagious to others, right? Well, no, the vaccine doesn't really stop transmission. Okay, this is like Homer Simpson's a doctor, right? That you're asking these questions from, or the government entity. If I get vaccinated, how long will the vaccine last? Nobody really knows. All COVID vaccines are, well, they're still in the experimental stage. These people want you to trust them. If I get vaccinated, can I stop social distancing? Government, no. If my parents and grandparents, myself, all get vaccinated, can we hug each other again? No. This is great. So, why do I want to get vaccinated again? What's the upside, right? Well, we hope, if you get vaccinated, that the virus won't kill you. Well, we hope that the vaccine won't kill you either. We're not quite sure what's going to happen. Are you sure the vaccine won't injure or kill me? Government? No. These are all, and these, I'm not making these up. These are real answers from the government. This is really what they have said. And Fauci, again, you know, came out, he's great. I mean, I'm almost enjoying him better than Sheila Jackson Lee or even Nancy Pelosi at this point. He can't stick with the same answer, longer than 2 weeks or something. All right, so statistically, doctor, the virus won't kill me. It's got a 99% survival rate. Why would I get vaccine? Why would I get the vaccine? Well, to protect others. Well, wait a minute, you just said it didn't stop the transmission. I don't understand. So if I get vaccinated, can I protect 100% of the people I come in contact with? And just answer that, no. If I experience a severe adverse reaction, long-term effects still unknown, or I die from the vaccine, will my family be compensated for the vaccine manufacturer, the government? Come on, everybody together. Everybody, all at one time. No. The government and the vaccine manufacturers have 100% zero liability regarding this experimental drug. Then we got you to take because we told you it would work. Now think, these are all questions that have been asked in some way, shape, manner, or form. All right? They have been answered by Dr. Fauci and group. I don't even want to call them a team and group. All right? And really, so why get it? Why put that stuff in your body when you have no idea what it does or doesn't do? They don't even have an idea of what it does or doesn't do. But they got us to buy into it. They got us to go with it. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans
and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is a real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged. That's all you got to be. Really, seriously. All you got to do is get informed, get out there, push back, make sure that, you know, let's make sure that people just don't get away with spreading lies everywhere. Because the mainstream media is what's causing most of this trouble. When I say that, with the misinformation you're getting out there, it's really amazing. So it's up to you to talk to the people around you. Talk to your loved ones, your unloved ones, your friends, almost friends, whatever, your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, whatever. You need to talk with them. And not in a condescending way, like I'm smarter than you, I know better because I'm older. But just hit them with the facts. Let them work it out on their own. Really. Anyway. I think we did a story similar to this one last week. How there was a, in Southern California, there was a county that forced a hero pay for grocery workers. Now, again, I appreciate my grocery workers, so don't take it the wrong way. But why do they get hero pay and nobody else does? Why don't more first responders get hero pay? I mean, there's a whole bunch of, you know, jobs out there where people are helping you. They don't get hero pay. During their regular meeting Tuesday, Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, they passed a hero pay urgency ordinance, 4-1. The supervisor, Catherine Barger, one of my favorites, voting against it. It requires larger grocery stores and drug retail stores located in unincorporated areas of the county to pay all their workers an additional $5 an hour, at least for the next 120 days. Now, that sounds exciting, right? What they fail to tell you is that there were actually stores that closed over this. Now, I know grocery stores, grocery chains make a lot of money, but there's also a lot of overhead, a lot of what-ifs. And here in California now, you can pretty much rob a grocery store blind, and they can't stop you. I'm not joking. I'm serious. They write you a ticket, right, to show up in court or do whatever. I don't even know anymore what they do. But you're not arrested for shoplifting. And as a matter of fact, a lot of these places have told their employees, do not go after somebody who shoplifts. Let it go. Really? This is what we want to do. So what we're saying is it's not worth the time to go after somebody. I know they don't want anybody to get hurt either. I got that. Barker says she voted against the motion in part because she feels it doesn't address all the essential workers. It's unfair to select one sector over scores of others that should get hero pay. See, I don't agree with her that. I agree mostly with the fact that you're going to see a lot of these stores closed. This is the private sector. You don't have to work for them. Come on, just be honest about it. You don't have to work for them. If you feel like your job is in danger. Matter of fact, here's the deal. If you feel like your job is in danger, really, for $5 an hour, I mean, not your job, your life, your health, for $5 an hour, are you going to give it up? You're going to take the chance? Yeah, then, you know, your weekly paycheck, how much is going to go down? And then on top of that, this is great. I love this. You're going to have to pay taxes at the end of the year. And then who are you going to blame then? Because Trump ain't here. Who are you going to blame then? The concept was originally proposed by the L.A. County Board of Supervisors in January. And they kind of blew it off. Didn't look at it real hard. Companies within the unincorporated areas of the county fall under the ordinance if they are publicly traded or have at least 300 employees nationwide. Now, such or they have more than 10 employees per store, per site. Now, they call it hero pay. This is, look, you want to call it hazard pay? All right. Can we talk about what a hero is? Really? Again, I try to put down the grocery workers. Don't do that. But what is a real hero? Seriously. The motion was introduced by Supervisor Solis and Holly Mitchell, who pointed both the heightened risk of exposure to COVID-19. Hey, have you been in a grocery store? They're so wrapped up in plastic, I can't even see their face. I can't hear what they're saying half the time. What about Lowe's? What about the big, not the Office Depots, but yeah, Lowe's or Home Depot, one of those places? They got people all the time, right? So because of their work on the front lines of grocery and drug retail workers, they're working hard to keep up with the needs of people. Now, again, what you're seeing some of these stores closing up because they can't afford it. Really that simple. They can't afford it. Grocery retailers have experienced an increase in outbreaks with nearly 500 businesses currently under investigation in the county alone. The inability to practice social distancing consistently at work due to large crowds not only increased exposure risk, but also, listen, have you walked out an aisle in a supermarket? How do you get 6 feet away from the person in front of you or next to you? Do you wait at each end of the aisle and kind of wave each other on? I don't get it. You know that's not happening. Right? You know that's not happening. This stuff is so asinine. It makes no sense. The motion also cites a study from the Brookings Institute, which found that the top publicly traded retailers saw a 40% increase. Ah, there is the problem. They saw a 40% increase in profit from 2020. and the stock price has increased by 33%. That's it. Those evil stores, they're making money during the pandemic. Well, they've always made money. And yes, they've seen an increase because it costs them more money to get the food. Look, I'm not defending them, if you would, but let's just get the reality. They're throwing more food away. They pay more money for food, supplies, groceries, whatever. They've had to put out more money for safety measures. Although these inequities have been exposed and are out in the open for us finally to discuss and address, the public health crisis and economic unraveling has widened the already deep divide between the low-wage, frontline workers, and the shareholders. Yes. Right. Because the shareholders are taking all the risk financially. I just don't get this. I don't get why we've done such a poor job of training kids, of educating kids, that they don't understand the risk and reward, I won't say theory, but they don't understand the risk and reward process. Right? Come on, be honest about it. They don't. If they got it, this would be a non-issue. For all intents and purposes. Come on, think about it. You cannot walk into a store and say, this place makes millions of dollars, they should pay me more. It's like that bonehead from BLM. Yeah, you heard me, bonehead. From BLM, who said, it's okay to steal from these stores for reparations. Because they have insurance companies. Yeah. They have to pay premiums for that insurance. Then the insurance goes up. Goes up because that city, that area, that will have you, didn't protect them. So if the insurance company knows it's going to have to pay more money because they don't have people protecting the stores or the stores that they insure, it's going to cost you more money. That's how life works. Ain't that hard. You don't need a college degree to figure out, or anything. Oh, God bless. All right. The Buffalo School District. No, I'll do that tomorrow. This one's better. AOC ripped into Joe Biden for reopening the child migrant facility. She said, this is not okay. What I love about it is they're spinning this. That it's a better facility than when Trump had it. Because they have their own water, they have their own... They already had that. There's nothing different. This started under Barack Obama. But nobody wants to say that. And now that Joe Biden has decided to reopen it, or whoever's pulling his strings has decided to reopen it, it's a no-brainer. It's not a problem. And AOC is going out of her mind. Well, you can't go out of her mind. You've got to have a mind to go out of, don't you? She said, this is not okay, it's never been okay, it'll never will be okay, no matter what administration or party. She said, it's only 2 months in this administration, and we're fraught with unjust immigration system. I just can't, I'm going to break up laughing if I keep reading her stuff. I mean, seriously, she is out of control. But, and she is what is dangerous with a young person with no experience that has that much power. I'm sorry, young people, but it's the truth. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head over to the website, realside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can always watch live, listen live, take the polls. You can pick up the classic podcast. A lot going on there. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.